Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1529, air date December 2nd, 2024.
Thanksgiving in the United States, and in other places it's not celebrated, but in the United States it is. Mainly, it's become a holiday for families to come together, but the origin of it was when Columbus came to the United States, or what was known as the Americas. I actually put a tweet out this morning asking people how many people were in the Americas before 1492. Anyone know? It's an interesting number. So Columbus landed in Hispaniola, and the numbers conservatively say 3 million people were in Hispaniola, which is now known as Cuba. 3 million people. And in about 7 to 8 years, something like that, or 10 years maybe, the population went from 3 million, I think, down about 50,000. The people forget there were close to 120 million people in the Americas. This has sort of been wiped out of American history. And forget it being a left or right issue. If you haven't had the time, you should go read the journal of Columbus. Columbus's actual journal. You can find it. The journal that he was keeping from the time he left, you know, Spain, Portugal, that area to come to the what was known as Americas. And it's quite an interesting journal because you should read it day by day by day. He documents how he landed on the Americas. Paraphrasing this. Can someone mute John Andres? Okay. And he goes through and he goes in gross detail about when he lands. Nicholas, you always do so participants can't mute themselves. Okay. So when he lands, he finds in his journal, he says, you know, these are truly the most amazing people I've ever seen. They're the most, he says, they're truly the children of God. And then he ends his journal by saying, with 50 good men, I can subjugate all of them. So that's right out of Columbus's journal. So it's unfortunate that when you really read these things, you understand how money, because Columbus was actually motivated because he would get, per his deal that he had struck with the feudal lords in Europe, he would get access to a certain amount of land. So even though he saw these people as quite, you know, kind and loving people, his goal was to subjugate them. And you realize that when you read these numbers of how many millions of people were here and how their population essentially got annihilated, you have to really wonder how have things really changed in the hearts and minds of people who see exploitation as just a way of doing business, because that's what it was. And these people all talked about Christ, by the way. They carried the Bible in one hand and the sword in the other hand. So we have to really wonder about all these religions. When people start quoting religion, what they really mean. So that's why, you know, our movement likes to bring things in a very grounded way, in a very secular way, to what's going on here and now. And if you look at what took place in Gaza, the amount of genocide that took place, and all of this was orchestrated by so-called civilized people. You know, and ultimately, this has all been about land acquisition. When you read Columbus's diary, it was like, wow, I got all this land. And why was he going to that direction, going, you know, west? Because they wanted to get to India. And why did they, and what did the British do when they got to India? Well, they ravaged and raped the shit out of India. So you have to really look at the quality of these people. And we're sort of all children of that system, each one of us, whether you're black, white, or whatever you are. You have to really reflect on that. And you have to see where we are today as a picture of a long, it's like a movie that we're only single frame that goes back many thousands of years. And you have to ask yourself, how do you fit into this picture? Are you the exploited? Are you the exploiter? Are you a willing part of this exploitation process, or do you want to fight it? Do you want to be against that system of power, profit, control? And that's what our movement is. Our movement, the people in our movement, take a conscious position, regardless of what race they're from or religion, that they want to fight that system. And you cannot do it within the system. And there's enough seduction to try to do it within that system. But you just can't, because it's just filthy. So you have to build a system that recognizes you can't run away like hippies or off the grid or all that kind of shit. That doesn't work. So the conundrum is, how do you fight while living in this world and being a human being and having some sanity? And how do you be grounded in doing this? So our movement has struck that balance. Our movement is truly by the people, for the people. Everyone in our movement has lives. They do their work and they contribute at various levels, but it's truly a movement by the people, for the people. And we provide analysis of what's going on from a systems approach by looking at history, by looking at where we are, but always ending with a very practical approach on what you can do and putting the onus back on you, not just sort of leaving people helpless, which is what all the social media idiots do all day. So as a part of that, given what's going on in Europe and Russia, I thought it'd be good to review historically what's going on and to argue that, you know, the system of exploitation has not fundamentally changed. Because just like people at one time thought you couldn't fly or you couldn't build certain things until you cracked the code, that exploitation continues. And our movement has actually cracked the code on how to end that. But I want to share with you a little bit of history, and you may want to take some notes. Some of this may be repetitive, but sometimes it's good to repeat and add new things. But one of the areas that those in power have always seen as the enemy of the swarm has been working people rising up. And there's various points in human history where people did attempt to do this and were and made some successive gains, obviously, which were crushed, which couldn't take off to its fulfillment, because those movements didn't understand the dynamics of power, profit, control, which we do. You can go look at the Paris Commune when the Paris workers tried to rise up. They succeeded for about 2 months and then they were crushed. It occurred for a brief moment in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Forget all the nonsense that you hear on Twitter or this or that. The reality was the Russian workers did rise up. Given the brutality of Western imperialism, that revolutionary movement had to take a different course, but fundamentally it was the Russian people who lost 25 million lives fighting Hitler. Western imperialism was supporting Hitler, and that too cannot be forgotten. No matter how many movies you see on TV trying to make it look like Britain and the United States won World War II, it was the Russian people who did. They lost 25 million people's lives. And we should have great thanks to them and gratitude. And that march of what took place in the early 1900s in Russia was also combined with the efforts of what took place in the United States and other parts of the world where people rose up and fought. But the effort of those in power has always been to crush the spirit of people trying to build these bottoms-up movements. That's pretty much it. And it was in the 1960s under John Kennedy, who was a very fucked up individual being. He wasn't a nice human being. He came from a really, really horrible family who was basically a bunch of mafia. But it was Kennedy who created really the CIA's counterintelligence program. A lot of people try to revamp it. Oh my God, JFK was shot because he was trying to fight the CIA and trying to crush it. No, he actually used the CIA to do all sorts of imperialist things all over the world. When you really look at the facts. You know, he didn't like the CIA because not because he didn't like them, because they were pretty incompetent and got infiltrated and lost in the Bay of Pigs in Cuba. It was an embarrassment to him. Don't think for any moment this guy was not against invading Vietnam. Him and his brothers were. They were filthy people. The real victim of this, if anyone, as I shared before, is Marilyn Monroe, right? We should get the Marilyn Monroe files out, not the JFK files. But the march of history since the time of Kennedy has been to create counterintelligence and disinformation against the American people. And so if you go read some of this stuff, it was under the Kennedy administration that really, really created counterintelligence, which means lies within lies. They would create the obvious establishment and the not so obvious establishment and another layer even above that. It was deception within deception. And now that was 1960. Now you look 64 years later with social media, with companies like Palantir, with data analytics, And with the advancement of Hollywood, the Hollywood industrial complex and its integration with politics and entertainment, it's all counterintelligence now. You have no idea how, be it Trump or Biden or Kamala Harris, the two parties, even the third independent parties, they're all part of a massive counterintelligence campaign against the American people. All of them are actors. And it's all part of counterintelligence. And the singular goal is to make sure that people do not get their shit together. They do not have their own leaders. They do not have their own organizational structures. And they do not figure this out bottoms up. That's all they're about. And once that really sinks in and you really look at the history of this, you really have not only an awakening, but you want to get the fuck out of bed and do something about it if you really get it. And that's what our movement does. I want to welcome all the new people. And to those people listening on social media, we should really consider, given what I just said, and if you really get this, and the sooner you get this, the better for you, so you won't waste your time saying, oh, what about that? What about this? Well, maybe Trump's a good guy. Maybe da-da-da-da. All that shit is bullshit. They're all counterintelligence. They're all paid. The trillions of dollars that the elites had, they'll give a billion here, a billion there, let Trump make some money here. I mean, look at the last political campaign, $8 billion were spent. $8 billion for presidential campaign. $4.5 billion to Kamala Harris, $3.5 billion to Trump. It's a money laundering event. That's all they're doing. They're paying these actors off. But what did happen was we have a total consolidation of power right now under one party. And not only that, people have been corralled into thinking these people are actually going to fight election fraud. They're going to fight for free speech. They're going to fight for our health. All of it's not true. And all of these characters were created as an opposition to our force. They steal our material, as I've said. The recent nonsense was this guy, Jay Bhattacharya. If you know who Jay Bhattacharya is, he was a guy who was promoting lockdowns. He wrote a paper on it. I know this. I was in the middle of it in March of 2020. I was the first scientist, a bona fide scientist, to call out the lockdowns and say, this is nonsense. Now, why is March 2020 important? That's when lockdowns were going into effect. If you didn't speak out then, even if you went a few months later, you're Johnny come lately. Too little, too late. So if you go see March of 2020 in April, we ran the Fire Fauci campaign. I wrote the letter to Trump. I must have done 50 videos. None of these people said anything, but they watched the videos I did going viral. So right away, they called their Stanford people. By the way, Stanford is CIA headquarters. And suddenly these Indian guys start showing up, Jay Bhattacharya and these other guys calling the some declaration. And it was literally copied from my Fire Fauci stuff, but they flipped it a little bit. Okay? They still promoted vaccinations. And they said all healthcare workers should be vaccinated. But they said, oh, but we're against certain types of lockdowns. So they took all of our stuff, but warped it. And then they were pushed into the limelight as some opposition force. Jay Bhattacharya is an MD, PhD, tenured professor at Stanford. He's fucking part of the swarm. And they took all of our materials from Win Back Freedom, which was a fight to expose a backdoor portal, and they gave it to them as though they were fighting it. You see, this is a cleverness of counterintelligence. It's right out of the CIA. But we have his paper, which I was the only one who found. I said, look at his fucking scientific paper dated June of 2020. And the conclusion was we must have lockdowns. We must have vaccine mandates. That was Jay Bhattacharya. But you see the level of deception? As our movement reveals more and more and more, they get even more deceptive. And so the next 4 years are going to be the era of mass deception. But because our movement exists, this is why they're doing this level of mass deception. Otherwise, they just do it directly. So when you look at Russia and Ukraine, which is what I wanted to talk about, you have to look at it very historically. Most people are on social media, everything's or TikTok, boom, boom, they see something and they're gone. They don't have any, all of it is very evanescent and ephemeral. Things come and go. But you have to look at the whole movie. The whole movie starts with the 1900s, people wanting to fight the Russian Revolution. And all of this scared the shit out of the elites. So after they subjugated the American workers, after they destroyed the unions in this country, in up until the 70s, in the 1970s, inflection point was, how do we overtake this last piece of empire that had not been overtaken? They'd overtaken India, they'd overtaken Africa, pretty much subjugated most of the world. Well, Russia was the last landmass left. So you can look this up yourselves, but in 1976 and 78, a plan was put together under Zbigniew Brzezinski. First point. That plan was to completely destroy Russia. And that was under Jimmy Carter. 10 years later, or four, whatever, about 4 years later, 4 to 8 years later, Reagan, a Republican, carried on that plan. They may have some minor differences with Carter, and he's the one who escalated. Some of you may remember the Star Wars program, right? We're going to put missiles in space and et cetera. This put the world into a massive arms race. Russian economy wasn't as strong to do that, and they collapsed. And Gorbachev was the agent, which was put in by many ways. A lot of the data you can read about this was really an agent of the United States. So the Soviet Union collapses. George W. H.W. Bush comes into power, and he promises Gorbachev, we will not move one inch east of Germany. But they did. So after the Soviet Union collapses, all of the Eastern European states became part of NATO by design. All right. Then by the period of 2000 to 2010, a mission plan was laid that we must make sure that all of Europe is no longer dependent on any of energy from Russia. Russia was starting to really get wealthy and power Europe because, you know, they have, you know, 100 quadrillion cubic feet of natural gas. Everything you can imagine. Russia's super rich in resources. So the goal was to cut that umbilical cord, and that was the plan of George W. Bush's Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, which was to continue the plan of Zbigniew Brzezinski. And that resulted in making sure that major oil companies, U.S. oil companies, could get all that business. And that's really what you have that occurred in the Maidan Revolution in 2014, where the United States installed their dictator in Ukraine, a neo-Nazi dictator, step by step by step by step. And that leads us to now. And it was quite interesting if you saw just, I don't know, 72 hours ago, maybe even 96 hours ago, that suddenly Hezbollah, who's been bombing the shit out of Israel, suddenly they call peace in the Middle East. Did you guys see this? Or ceasefire? Which is quite fascinating, I find, because Hezbollah was really knocking out Israel. And we all also have to understand Hamas was created by Israel. Hamas was called to do all of this nonsense so they could go in and destroy Gaza. Gaza's basically destroyed. Gaza's got tons of water. Israel is running out of water. And a lot of the US military forces got moved to the Middle East. So all of this is in flux, but one thing is sure, the larger plan to see Russia as an enemy has always been in place. So what happened? So you move forward from 2014 to 2019. You have to understand that the concept of presenting Trump as a man of peace, anti-war, is just absolutely nonsense. First of all, Trump conducted the biggest war against the American people, which was a pandemic. That was a war. I was just at a restaurant today. Me and Michelle went to for Thanksgiving. It was a Turkish gentleman and his wife. They started a restaurant. And they said, you know, we had to shut down our whole restaurant in Boston. Like, we lost everything. And we had a long talk. He goes, yeah. He goes, there was no need for this lockdown. And he goes, they printed money. I mean, he got it. It was a excuse to print $8 trillion, $8.2 trillion. A lot of it went to Trump's friends. $2.3 trillion went to people like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. They became multi-hundred billionaires. It was all planned. But also what occurred in 2019 And by the way, Trump was the first president. You write this down. He was the first U.S. president to send lethal weapons to Ukraine. Are you aware of this? How many are aware of this? Ooh, Biden. It's absolutely not true. Trump was the first president to send lethal weapons to Ukraine. Okay? All of this gets hidden because they want, it's all, again, counterintelligence. They couldn't have Hillary Clinton in 2016 do the pandemic because no one would have liked her. So they needed Trump to do the pandemic. Then they needed Trump out of the picture because they needed him to go undercover and bring Biden to do the Ukraine war, because the same guy who ran the pandemic, if he was going to do the Ukraine war, I think there would have been another revolt. So they put in another crisis actor, which is Biden. And he's done quite well for the swarm. He's made them billions or trillions of dollars. And now they have to do this entire thing to make you think that Trump is some anti-war candidate. But let me make it very clear. Trump was the first candidate to send, you know, weapons to Ukraine. First president to send lethal weapons. Obama didn't want to do it. Okay? And let me play that. And this is right out of the mouth of the Zionist hoodlum Tom Cotton, who's one of the most scumbag senators in the U.S. Congress. But let me play this video so you understand this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have to share the sound. Otherwise, you guys won't hear the sound. So let me share the sound. Okay, let me play this.
In fact, the weapons that Ukraine used in the early days of this war to fend off the Russian invasion are the weapons that Donald Trump sent, that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have refused to send. In fact, the weapons that Ukraine used in the early days of this war to fend off the Russian invasion are the weapons that Donald Trump sent, that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have refused to send. In fact, the weapons that Ukraine used in the early days of this war to fend off the Russian invasion are the weapons that Donald Trump sent, that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have refused to send. In fact, the weapons that Ukraine used.
Okay, so I hope that's clear. I know I played it a couple of times here, but you got to hear it repeat this, because it was Donald Trump who armed Ukraine and protected Ukraine. Is that clear? That's right out of Tom Cotton. But this was all done. You see, the Biden, Trump, Obama, they work hand in glove. Hand in glove. And it was in 2019. Again, I've shared this before, just to tie it all together, starting from the 1970s, how it's been a march to isolate Russia, because to the elites, the swarm, that's one of their competitors. And they'll even take us down a road of destruction, maybe, or maybe they'll do some peace deal and negotiate. But the reality is you have to understand how they've been marching and how Trump and Biden work hand in glove. So in 2019, in 1987, after the fall of the Soviet Union, a treaty was struck that if you have air-to-ground missiles, there was no treaty on that. Sea-to-ground missiles, there was no treaty. But ground-to-ground missiles within 1,000 kilometers to 3,000 kilometers, which is very near, they had a treaty which said that you could not develop missiles which were intermediate-range ballistic missiles, because they could travel really fast, right, in short distances and really cause destruction. So the INF treaty was struck between Gorbachev and Reagan in 87. And in many ways, stabilized some level of quote unquote peace. But in 2019, it was Donald Trump who broke that treaty. And they blamed it on Putin. They said, oh, Putin was developing these missiles that could go, that he was building missiles that could go 1,000, 3,000 kilometer range. Putin said, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm fully committed to this treaty. We did missiles that could only go 300 kilometers. Based on a false accusation, the U.S. gets out of that treaty. Within 2 weeks of getting out of that treaty, the U.S. displays a weapon that actually violates that treaty, which means we were, you know, backstabbing that treaty all along. And right after that, Russia very quietly, and no one knows how they did this, They must have done like a Manhattan Project. They created their own intermediate range ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles that could travel about 8,000 miles per hour with multiple warheads. And they leapfrogged all U.S. technology. Quite extraordinary. If you look at the math and scientific papers in the last 10, 15 years, the United States used to lead those papers. They're all, you know, Russian scientists or Chinese scientists. The quality of manufacturing technology in the United States has significantly gone down, particularly in the basic, at the deep basic sciences. Russia's working on some amazing stuff, some really amazing cures for pretty much any type of cancer. None of that gets any type of play here. And then they present their Iranians as some crazy people just wearing, you know, they're just nuts. Some of the most amazing scientists there. I mean, the Persians are the ones who created most of modern mathematics. We forget that. So the level of counterintelligence, duplicity, manipulation is quite extraordinary. All started in the Kennedy era. So where we are right now is that Russia has deployed these weapons that the United States or Britain cannot even match. They can't shoot them down. So how are you going to compete with that? Are you going to suddenly make these weapons within a couple of weeks? No. So the opposition to that is the U.S. policy, which has been an old model of the Cold War, was peace through strength. And if you see, Trump is now tweeting that out with this other fool that he just put in as his envoy between Russia and Ukraine. And that guy has said that we will never negotiate with Russia. Peace through strength means if they have a sword, we'll create, you know, a machine gun. If they have a machine gun, we'll create an atomic weapon. If they have an atomic weapon, we'll create a fusion bomb and so on. And that by, you know, thumping our chests hard louder, we will bring them to the negotiating table. That's what peace through strength is. Russia's ruble has dropped. It's only worth, one ruble is worth 0.9 cents, not even a penny, because of the sanctions. So some of the parallels are, this is what the United States did, or Britain, United States did from Britain's, in some ways, manipulation, that they forced Roosevelt, I think Assistant Deputy Secretary, to not give diesel fuel to Japan, put sanctions on it. That's what forced Japan to enter, you know, bomb Pearl Harbor. It was quite devastating for them. We were basically destroying their economy. So you have Russia's ruble falling. They have significant weapons. Ukraine, from some reports, looks like it may fall any day. And NATO, Mark Rutte, who is the former Prime Minister of Netherlands, who's now the head of NATO, has said, we will never let Ukraine fall. And none of this is being reported, any of this history, any of this, you know, analysis. You don't see it in any news media, none of it. And we are being told that now we're going to come together. If you read Democrat and Republicans, all were unified against Trump. Yes, we're unified against Trump. And they have the boondoggle of booby fucking Kennedy talking about make America healthy again. What's a complete, I think, Nicholas came up with a good thing. What is it? Misleading America. What did you say, Nicholas? I can't hear you. You got to unmute. We can't hear you, Nicholas. You got to unmute. Make you co-host.
Yeah, make misleading America's health again.
Yeah, that's what Booby Kennedy's doing.
Yeah.
And as we've shared, the reality is that the number one reason people die early is income inequality, stress. They're never going to address that. They will never address that. Our movement has addressed that in two ways. One, we have to shatter the swarm. That's how we really end, you know, the decline in lifespan. And we have to teach people how to make a resilient immune systems, which we've been doing for many years now. So what you see is massive subterfuge, massive deception, and to try to get everyone unified. One wing of the working class has been completely demoralized because of the Democrats, and the other wing has become complacent, outsourcing it to these fools. The only opposition is our movement. But this analysis that we're providing today about Ukraine and Russia should teach you that Biden and Trump are working hand in glove. It's just a very smooth flow. These people are just high-paid entertainers. That's all they are. That's all they are. And you have to really get that. That's all they are. And the goal is always the same, maximizing power, profit, control for the interests of the few, printing money. If you notice, a dollar's value is exploding, right? You have to ask, why is the dollar so strong? Because if you look at the Chinese elites, wherever the elites are, they're moving all their money into dollars. People say, oh, the dollar is going to fall. Well, the dollar is actually getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And when the dollar gets strong, the other currencies actually get weaker and weaker and weaker, the world's currencies. And they have to rely great more and more on the dollar. So it's a very interesting manipulation that's taking place. So we're living in a time where it's really important to understand these dynamics, these systems dynamics of maximizing power, profit, control, of recognizing that all of this is being done. So particularly the working class in the United States is lulled into submission of desperation or complacency. And the only force against that right now is a movement for truth, freedom, health. And the way that we're approaching this is in a very deliberate, methodical, grounded way. And as Crystal or Bosin, when they started this meeting, or whoever started this meeting, maybe it was you, Nicholas, is that we're building a long-term grounded movement based on fundamental understanding of natural laws. So if you made it this far, you know, have gratitude to yourself getting here, become a truth, freedom, health warrior scholar, understand that physics, interconnect as Nicholas and Bosin go through the introductions. We have leaders here, connect with them, become part of the local regional movements, go through the Shatter the Swarm, go through the Truth, Freedom, Health program, go through the Get Off the Plantation, understand this dynamics and study this. Be a good student. Don't be a lazy person just thinking you're just going to rush it through. No, learn this stuff, relearn it, study it, and then get on the ground and help grow yourself and this movement. So we have an actual plan, an actual way forward, and you just have to just go do it. And as the host said, we actually have solutions for a bottoms-up movement for how do we get real clean food. We have that certification. Systems health, how do you get yourself healthy? A leadership program, all of this, and a framework for us finding out what medicines are good for us from the natural world. So we have completely all these solutions that the establishment is never going to implement. If they do it, it's going to be 1,000 years from now. So we have all these solutions we can implement now. We don't have to run away to the woods. We don't have to go off grid. We don't have to be some weirdo. We can be grounded, practical human beings in a very deliberate way, living in this world, of this world, but moving forward to liberate ourselves. So I want to welcome everyone, but understand what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and the history I've shared should give you a clear understanding, whether it's been Democrat or Republican, even these third party independents, they're all hand in glove with one another to centralize as never before power, profit, control. So don't think Biden and Trump or other side is exactly like you see WWE wrestling. It's all theater. So when you ask your questions, understand that your questions themselves, questioning if we can build a movement, comes from their brainwashing to make you think you can't. They control the ether of thought. And you have to really rise above it. And the only way to do it is you have to study the dynamics. You have to see how you fit into it, and you have to have a community that goes step by step and you grow. There's nothing sexy here, yet the science that we teach is quite profound and deep. You can't get it anywhere else unless you want to spend a lot of time. So get involved and be grateful for the fact that this movement exists, and be fully aware that the exploitation that took place to 120 million people who were in the Americas long before Columbus came, has not really changed. The fundamentals have not changed. The issue is how many of us want to participate in that. Do we want to be willing slaves, or do we want to be slaves who awaken and want to get off their plantation? And that's what this movement's about. So I hope you guys get involved. And those of you who are involved, grow and lead other people. We have our leadership program, and our run for president in the United States, as well as the campaign we've done globally now, has really been incredible, because we have found incredible leaders, committed people, very mature people, very grounded people. So as we said in the beginning, if you want to be part of this movement, get ready to get focused, get ready to follow directions, get ready to follow through, get ready to be disciplined, and get ready to learn how to communicate clearly. These are five professional features that we need to win. You can't be all over the map. You can't be dilettantes. You can, you know, figure out what time commitments we have. Everyone have different time commitments. But within that framework, these five qualities are what we're ensuring people instantiate into their lives, because it helps them in many other ways. So anyway, welcome. I'll let Nicholas, if you can go and let other people introduce themselves, continue the introduction. Any questions on what I've shared before we finish up the introductions? Andrea Adler, is it a question on what I just spoke about, or is it something else? Go ahead.
It's something else. I was very upset that you weren't there in the beginning, and I would really hope that you had been in part of this, you know, podcast tonight. But of course, it's Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving. I actually wrote down what I wanted to share with you, my interest in participating in this fully, and my understanding of your systems. And I read in your course, you had us take the course before we signed up for the open house. As soon as I read "The Future is Offline," I knew I was on the right page. And when I heard you talk about the systems that you created and the need for community as a way to transform the impact of these nefarious games the elites and cabals are playing, I was on board. And I started to think about the people who transformed lies into truths and remembered what Jenny McCarthy created. Remember Jenny McCarthy, married to Jim Carrey? They had a child diagnosed with autism, and she knew that the vaccine was the culprit, but few people believed her. She wrote books about autism, promoted alternative treatments, and researched environmental causes. Her views on autism were criticized as dangerous and ununiformed. Rumors spread that she was an anti-vaxxer. She knew hundreds of mothers who knew this was true, and that the only way to share the truth on a large scale was to create community. She became a fucking tiger mom and coordinated a worldwide march in front of the White House, and it became a massive movement. So I get the need for this community. So I have been searching to find a community that shared the same political methodology I have, people who are emotionally intelligent and who are warriors, because that is what we need now. The other reason I wanted to connect with you and your tribe is 4.5 years ago, I was exposed to mold, botulism, Roundup, and radiation poisoning in succession. I collapsed and almost died. I've been on a healing journey ever since. I'm wearing this now because I've been so long in front of this computer, longer than I am usually, so I could hear you. But I have to keep this because I've gotten radiation poisoning, and it affects my brain and my tinnitus. So I lost a lot of friends and had to move several times to offset the exposure of these strong EMFs and towers and antennas and transformers. And it's really been a lonely journey. And I want to be in a community. I know I still have to heal, and I have to move out of Arizona to look for a place where I can continue to heal and participate in the growth of this tribe. I will be 100% on board and do whatever I can. I've been a pioneer of several businesses. I was a Broadway actress. I've written screenplays. I started a movement, a real community, to when I created holistic spiritual marketing. when those two words never were brought together, and toured the world, wrote books on this topic, and helped the holistic therapeutic community understand that marketing can be very creative. And it doesn't have to be coercive or manipulative, because they all thought their gifts were a gift from God. I said, well, how's that help paying your rent? So I helped them understand that they don't have to sell anything. They just have to educate people and understand that it's a game, but it can be a really powerful, wonderful game when you can understand how to connect the dots. So I had to stop my work for the last 4 years doing anything. And when I read about this and heard about you, I went, whatever I have to do to be a part of this, I need to get well. And I need to be around other people who are either experiencing this, or you have ways in which I can heal, because I really want to help. I really want to do whatever you need me to do.
Well, Andrea, have you met with Marianne Barry?
I've met no one.
Oh, okay. So Marianne, so in the interest of connecting you, Nicholas, if you can get Andrea on your Zoom, there's a little chat thing. So Nicholas will ask for your email and contact. Marianne is our leader in training in Arizona, and she will connect with you. And she just finished our System Salt, or she's in the middle of going through our System Salt program. So you both should connect.
I don't really live in Arizona. The problem. You know, I have not been able to connect with anybody. I'm an oracle. And yeah.
I have a couple of other people I want to introduce, but I just want to make sure you and Marianne connected. But thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, please give your phone number, and I will definitely contact you, Andrea.
Yeah, so Nicholas, can you make that happen right now? Andrea, thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Marianne, please connect with Andrea right there. Okay.
Sure. Great.
Thanks. Who else is, I know, Nicholas, you any other questions on this topic? Because I want Nicholas to finish up introducing new people. And in the interest of time, I know people are spending time with their families at Thanksgiving. So maybe we just spend another 10 minutes. Anyone else who's new or has a question on this? Nathan Stevenson. Nathan, is it a question on this? Can you keep it brief? Go ahead. Nathan Stevenson?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Nathan, what's your question?
I have a hard time linking into your web pages and accessing any of your training. I have had this problem for months.
Okay, wait, stop. We'll have Nicholas touch base with you right after this meeting to help you, okay? The issue is, are there any questions on any of this topic? If not, Nicholas will help you right after. Nicholas, can you help Nathan, please?
Yeah, I'll message him after right now. Message him right now.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to finish up the introductions, Nicholas?
Yeah, sure. If you're on a desktop and you move your cursor, a bar should appear on the bottom where it says reactions icon. You click that, you can raise your hand if you are new. If you're on your phone, just tap your phone and same thing, a bar will appear and a reactions icon. You click that to raise your hand. Anyone new here? I know it was, Thanksgiving, so there's not as many people as normal.
Yeah, let me look. Yeah, there's actually quite a number of people for Thanksgiving. It's about 70 people. Let's go over to, I see a number of people here that look new, so I'm just going to select some people. Let's go over to, one second, I just saw someone here. Marlena G from Canada. Marlena? Maybe you've connected with Glenn. Marlena?
Yep.
Hi, Marlene. Are you connected with Glenn in Canada?
Oh, yeah. And we spoke one time about a month ago.
Great.
I was on one of the things. But yes, I'm connected with Glenn for a while now.
Great. Excellent. Yep.
I've been here for like at least 3-4 months.
Oh, great. Good to have you. Let's go over to David Soloway in Florida. David, I'm assuming you're connected. David Soloway? David Soloway?
Yes, yes. Hey, Shiva. How's it going? Hey,
how are you? Are you connected with Andrew Rice there?
No. I connected with Bonnie a while back.
Okay. Yeah, so Nicholas will either you should connect with Nicholas or Andrew Rice, but Andrew will help you. What do you do out there, David?
I'm mobile detailing.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay. Very cool.
Paint corrections and whatnot.
And how did you come across our movement?
Oh, early COVID.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting watching that and then seeing how Trump has recruited these people in, right?
Yeah.
Pretending as people who were fighters then when they were all promoting lockdowns and vaccine mandates. All these guys.
Yes. So,
it's good to have you.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's go over to I think that's pretty much it, Nicholas.
Is Gary Yip? Are you new? I'm asking you on mute.
Gary's from Canada. He's been here.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So why don't we just wrap up? Nicholas, if you can connect with Nathan Stevenson right after this meeting, and if you can help him out with Bosin, get and Suresh, okay? If he's got any issues. So before we sign off, let me just emphasize that the world is in a dynamic flux and nothing, history is not decided. Even though they have this ability to control the media, control narratives, and they own all of these theatrics, what they do not own is you and your own decision to pursue your own journey and us collectively to do it. This has always been the phenomenon that they cannot model with AI or predictive analytics. Courage cannot be modeled. You know, there's a book behind me written about Robert Clive. And this guy was a notorious human being. But his entire life was, if you look, he comes as a clerk, a bookkeeper in the East India Company, ends up becoming the Emperor of India. And he just did these, what you would consider just very bold, courageous moves. You cannot model courage on AI. You cannot model courage in data science. It is something that cannot be modeled. They do not expect you to have the courage to break from them, understand these dynamics on your own, and be part of building a movement. That is something that is not put into any of their equations. And I can tell you that as someone who's done mathematics and predictive analytics and pattern analysis for years, this is not modelable. So that is why it's very important that you reflect and recognize that you wanting to save yourself is the first move. You wanting to become a hero in your own hero's journey is a second move. You then deciding to get involved as a Truth for Health Warrior Scholar, learning the dynamics of how all of this works is extremely important to your own advancement. So have great gratitude for yourself and grow and be courageous. But you have a huge advantage because this movement exists now. We've created all this great infrastructure. Nicholas or Bosin, if you can end with playing the features video, and then if you can wrap it up, that'd be great. And I want all of you to go to, I'll show you very quickly before I sign off. And this is a graph I like to sort of repeatedly show. If you all can go to the website, truthfreedomhealth.com, I'll bring it up for you. There's a couple of, it's a very nice website that one of our volunteers, Suresh, and I did. But you can literally go through this website and it's literally like a slideshow. I'm sort of going through this quickly. But the reason I say it's that is I'll start from the top. It says get educated or be enslaved. We've created a system of knowledge, dynamics, courses, community. These two videos you can watch infinite number of times, but it'll really educate you what this movement's about. Then what I ask you to do is to, some of these videos were played, but you'll recognize that we have a history of winning. This is not about learned helplessness. This is showing you how to win. With less than $100,000, we got on the ballot as write-in and as listed in about 45, 44 states with all of these amazing people who helped us do it. Unheard of in American history. And then in Massachusetts, which is the hardest state to get on the ballot, we beat Jill Stein. We actually got more write-in votes, as the data shows. And so we were never, these people have been running forever. So we became the number one independent candidate. Quite extraordinary. This is why they dare not whisper our name, even say our name, because we're a force that has to be reckoned with, because we're not part of their club. But this graph is what everyone should study. Right now, Trump has taken people into complacency, and the Democrats have taken people into desperation. And that's where they want people. And this has all occurred because they do not want to teach people the whole. They've driven people into confusion. No matter how much information there is, it doesn't mean people's lives are getting better, as we show here. Just because there's lots of information doesn't mean people's lives are getting better. More people, more unhealthy, more health problems. People don't like their governments. And the only way out of this is you have to recognize that these people, and by the way, this website's been up for years. These are all the people that are part of the establishment now, on the left and the right. Even Bernie Sanders is supporting Trump, or all of these people are. It's like left and right is all unified under this national unity. And the only way out of this is for you to recognize that if we want to be innovative, and if you want to be an activist, you want to get organized, you want to have wisdom, you need the science of systems as a base, which teaches you how to connect the parts so you don't get fooled. But you have to decide if you want to let go of the old system and learn to think. So become a warrior scholar. Go through the Get Off the Plantation course and get involved. And that's where we're here. So go to this website, contribute to yourself, and get involved. And Nicholas or Bozen, if you guys can play the features video, I just want to thank everyone for coming. Mike from Southeast Asia. Mike, do you have a comment before we sign off? Mike, you got to unmute, Mike.
Yes, Dr. Shiva, thank you. Yeah. I was just wondering, because, you know, I'm in a cage on the internet, like social media, like so many of us are, like you are. I noticed you're like on Twitter very quiet lately. They turn you down again, or I guess, yeah, I can't, a lot of people. And what I noticed about a month ago, I'm fascinated still how I've been able to get out of my cage and get onto spaces, and how you can pretty much just say anything. And I've even mentioned a few times that they're probably working on the code or something to close this hole. I mean, how was I able to get into this? And I'm wondering if a lot of people are starting to wonder about that. I haven't done a live yet, but I'm wondering, is it okay to try to summons you to do a live space? And what
is... Yeah, you know what's interesting? I don't think they figured out how to control spaces. I think you're right. But yeah. Whenever we've done space, I remember Nicholas was here, me, him, Emily, Bonnie. We did a crazy space. We had like 2,000, 3,000 people show up. We were just hammering. Yeah. Who were we hammering?
Amazing.
Who were we hammering, Nicholas? Do you remember?
I think it was RFK, wasn't it?
Yeah, we hammered RFK.
Joe Rogan, I think.
And we got, I think, 20 warriors who signed up. So, yeah, I think we can do regular spaces. I'll probably shut that down. But we can try that.
Yeah, just start. I mean, names, and we can just vote around the different names to bring in
Yeah, so we can. But one of the things all of you can do is your homework assignment is you can get our cards. Nicholas, if you can share where that is, okay, on the site, go to vashiva.com/cards. If Nicholas or Bozen or whoever's running Crystal, put that in the chat, everyone gets it. You can get these cards. A couple of things. I'll do the lives. You guys get the cards. And you can go, like you said, Mike, on social media and comment and invite people to these orientations. There's lots and lots of people out there. Look, for a Thanksgiving day to have 70 people on here is quite extraordinary, actually. You know, we typically have double, but still it's quite extraordinary, you know? We have quite a number of people even on the morning on. So lots and lots of people are recognizing that they're being screwed with. Not only are they waking up, but those who want to get out of bed, that's where our movement's for. Yeah, Mike, we can do that. Send me an email, Mike. We can try to do spaces together. Okay.
Okay, because they're great topics, and I learned so much again tonight, like, or this morning, for like everybody else did. And I just want to tell you, I remember from last year, so I know you're about to have a birthday again, and I want to congratulate you. And you're very, very young. Believe me, I'm older than you. You're very young. It's just unbelievable. It's fantastic. So congratulations and have a happy birthday. And thank you very much, Dr. Shiva. And talk to
thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a very, very, very good year. We started this year with my 60th birthday and we had a great team. But I'm very excited because we're going to be rolling out in a very accelerated way lots of our solutions. So you guys can take these solutions to people independent of what they do. You know, the clean food stuff we have is quite extraordinary. We have built the international bottoms up clean food certification. And we're enabling people to really understand what is clean food, which is what you put into your mouth. So our movement did that. And I think whatever happens, it doesn't matter what they do, Mike, as we've talked about. It matters what we do. We can't control what they do. We can understand the dynamics and be very attuned. And I, you know, as you guys grow in this movement, you're going to be able to distinguish if people ask like questions, which are actually questions that are coming from them. The questions people ask, the words that people use, these are all being dumped by them. A friend of mine, you know, nice guy, he said, oh, yeah, yeah, Trump is bad, but Kamala Harris throws word salad. I go, Frank, where'd you get that word salad from? So even the words that he's using to create, you know, to oppose someone, right, is coming from them. You see, so they're creating the words to create the dialectics. So it's very important for people, for you guys to point that out to people. When people ask you questions, I really ask people, like, where did that question come from? We had a guy today in the morning, he said, well, can one leader change the world? Why do you think they won't kill you? I go, why are you asking that question? Where does that question in fact come from? That question comes from you thinking that one individual changes the world. That question does not come from understanding the history of self-organizing movements, bottoms-up movements, and that we can't have our own leaders. So I didn't even want to answer that question. You have to understand many of the questions people put forward are coming from a limited view without understanding the knowledge that we're teaching here. Once you understand this knowledge, your questions are much more deeper, right? It's about how do I build a movement? What should I do? Like Mike, what you're saying, right? Oh, how can we get the word out there, right? Oh, let's use this, let's use that. It's not some helpless position, right? Oh, they're doing this to us. Oh, they're doing that to us. Let me share this video. Let me share that video. Very different. We're on a very different road and we're raising consciousness in that way. All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. So we'll do that. And Kenneth just did that. Maybe we'll do a spaces tomorrow, Mike.
Okay. That sounds very good. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. Mike is very, very, Mike's out in Thailand, but Mike, you know, does a lot of nice activism work. He sends out postcards. He gets out, hands out cards. So this is where we need to spend our time and our innovation. What can I do? What can we do to advance this movement? That's the questions we should ask. And that puts you in a much more powerful position. Nicholas, you got it?
Yeah, I got it from here.
You got the features video. And if you can wrap up with that, okay? And then please call up Nathan. Thanks.
Yeah, whatever.
Best to all of you. Be well. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Nicholas, close it out, okay? After that.
I will. Thanks.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a 4-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Hello. Hello, this is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. Welcome to VA Shiva, the platform of education, technology, and activism, so you may raise your consciousness to win the truth, freedom, and health you need to create the future you deserve. The VA Shiva platform provides its truth, freedom, health warrior scholars the following three capabilities. Number one, an ultimate education that is based on the science of systems. Number two, technologies to empower you to take charge of your health, as well as social media tools, independent of big tech, so you can connect with other incredible truth, freedom, health warrior scholars equally dedicated like you to winning truth, freedom, and health. Three, instruments for activism, so you become a beacon of light in your online and offline community to educate others' growth and advancement. VA Shiva provides you the foundations of the science of systems, the ultimate education. The science of systems provides you the missing fundamental scientific knowledge to understand every system in and around you. The science of systems will enable you to uncover the real problem and real solution in any situation and on any issue. Concerning the educational component, first you will receive direct access to me to learn the science of systems in my 3-hour live private online group class that I run every week. Second, you will have access to archived lectures so you can continue your education independent of me. Third, you can test your proficiency in learning the fundamental principles and get a formal certification for the foundations of systems. Independent of this classroom education, you will receive also 4 important books. The first book is the best-selling classic Systems and Revolution, from which you can learn all of these concepts and more. The second book is The Science of Everything that will educate you on how the science of systems is the foundational knowledge of every system in the universe. The third book, Your Body, Your System, focuses on how to understand the interplay of these systems within your own body. And then the fourth book, Your System, Your Life, will help you apply these principles to other aspects of your life, such as running a business, understanding relationships, and more. Beyond the curriculum and books, the second capability is the technologies that you will be afforded. One of them is a powerful Your Body, Your System software, which is an online laboratory where you can use your body as a system to further deepen your understanding of the science of systems. The tool allows you to understand what kind of system you are. Is your system on course or is it off course? And how the inputs of food, supplements, herbs, activities such as sleep, yoga, meditation, exercise can affect your body to bring it back on course. Finally, to support your education, I've also included a seminal scientific paper that I wrote, which will help you understand that the knowledge of systems, it does not only originate in the modern world starting in the 1920s and 30s, but it actually dates back 10 to 20,000 years and intersects directly with the foundations of Eastern systems of medicine. In addition to this, you will also get 2 scientific papers sharing how the science of systems can also be used to apply to understanding how food is medicine. One paper exposes turmeric from the molecular systems level and how it affects your body. The other paper explores ginger and how that affects your body. That's just the educational piece. As you raise your consciousness through this education, you will likely want to connect with other truth, freedom, health warrior scholars in an environment where you can connect and build community. To support that, I've also created 2 powerful social media tools. One of them is the VA Shiva Forum. Here you can start discussions, you can pose questions and meet others and have healthy debates. The other is VA Shiva Social, where you can create your own profile, your own presence, like other major social media tools. However, it is independent of big tech. You can use VA Shiva Social to interconnect with your fellow truth, freedom, health warrior scholars and build community. Beyond the education capability and the social media capability, the platform also enables you to take action by disseminating your knowledge on the ground and into your local online and offline communities. Powerful educational cards and research are included so you can pass these cards to your friends and neighbors that provide them summarized content, which further directs them to online research and education. In addition to this, the activism component also provides you many, many short 1-minute educational video content, memes, and text, allowing you to quickly craft messages for your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and other pages so you can deliver content to educate others and drive them to longer educational posts on VA Shiva. VA Shiva is fundamentally an enabling platform for you to get the truth, freedom, and health you deserve through education, technology, and activism. I hope you become a truth, freedom, and health warrior scholar today. Thank you.